What are you doing here? That's what the Lord asked Elijah the prophet when he was hiding in a cave on Mount Horeb. The implications were clear. Elijah was not where he was supposed to be. God still comes with that question today. Has it come to you lately? It won't come directly from the mouth of God, as it did for Elijah. Instead, it will come through the lips of a close friend, or the conviction of the Holy Spirit as we're reading God's Word. However it may come, we can be sure it will if we step away from God's path. Under a broom tree. So why was Elijah, the Lord's great prophet, all alone in that cave where we find him in 1 Kings chapter 19? As with everyone who winds up in the wrong place, Elijah's journey to the low point of that cave was a process. And as is also so often true, it came immediately after a high point. Just 1 month earlier, God had performed mighty miracles through Elijah's ministry, bringing about the defeat of Israel's enemies and a revival among God's people. But rather than securing for Elijah the adulation and prosperity that come to many high-profile ministers today, his ministry success proved personally costly. Elijah had exposed the prominent idols of his day, the Baals, for what they really were, false gods. And the Baal worshippers were enraged, most especially Jezebel, the wife of Israel's king. She had devoted her energies as Israel's first lady to promoting those idols among the people. She was so angry that she vowed to have Elijah killed. And that's when we're told that he was afraid, and he arose and ran for his life. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 3. This mighty prophet who had held his ground against an entire mob of Baal worshippers fled in fear from one woman. After a day of running, he was exhausted, so he sat down under a broom tree. Not only was Elijah afraid, he was also discouraged. The two often go together. In fact, one fuels the other. His tumultuous emotions are evident as he pours out his angst to God. He asked that he might die, saying, "It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my fathers." 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 4. Have you ever been so low that you wished for death? It's what sometimes happens when discouragement deepens to despair. "It is enough," he said. In other words, Elijah was done with serving the Lord. After all, where had it gotten him? Cowering under a tree, in fear for his life, and all alone. Elijah's goal had never been fame or popularity or wealth. He simply wanted God's ways to triumph over wicked people and their ways. He thought this.